We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Chof Tes Samar Aleph, the last blat in Masechtas Moed Katan, and we are starting six lines from the bottom of Chof Ches Samar Beis, Omrav Yechanan. Zok to Gemara, Omrav Yechanan. Eim Menachmim Rishon Loimar Dovar Ach Yiftach Ovel. A Menachem, the one who comes in to Menachem Ovel, cannot start talking until the Ovel starts first. Shenem, I learned from Pasuk, it says by Eiv, when he was sitting shiva, it says in the pasuk, "Achre came pasach Iyev es pihu." First, Iyev opened his mouth. Vahada. Afterwards, it says, "Vayan alifaz atimni." It says afterwards that alifaz atimni talked. So you see, first the avel, which was Iyev, talked, and only afterwards did alifaz talk. Amrav avo, when nayin lo avel shemesiv v'roish. How do you know that the avel, by the sudas havra, gets the most chashuv spot on the table? Sounds like it means sit at the head table. Some say it means the middle of the table, but he gets the most chashuv spot. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, Evchar darkom ve'eshev roish ve'eshkoin kemelech begdud. I'm going to pick my way and sit in the front and sit like a king in front of an army. Kasher avelim yenachem, just like avelim amenachem. So it sounds like avelim sit in the front. Freit the Gemara, avelim yenachem sounds like. Just like someone comes to Menachem Avelim, Yenachem Achrini Mashma. In the pasuk, it sounds like Yenachem is referring to all the people who Menachem da Avelim. They're in the front, and not the Avel. So Gemara answers, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yenachem Ksiv. You read it, since it doesn't have Nekudos, so you can read it Yenachem, which is going on the Avel, who's getting consoled, so it's going on him that he is Yoshev Barosh. Mazut Jo Mahacha, a different makar that the Avel sits Barosh, it says in the pasuk, the pasuk says v'sar mirzach sruchim, and we darshan the word mirzach is referring to an avel who's mar, who's bitter and zach, and his mind is not with him, so it's called a marzach. And we darshan like this: marzach nasa sar l'sruchim. The marzach was made a sar, a ruler l'sruchim to the other people. He is in charge, and therefore that's the drasha where we learn that he sits in front. Omer Rav Chaim Bar Chanina, Menayin lechosin shemeshiv roish. How you know chosin gets the front seat? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, chosin yichayim pe'er. That a chosin is compared to a kayin. Ma kayin v'roish, it's like a kayin. He's in front, he goes first. Av chosin v'roish. Same thing, a chosin is the din of a kayin, he goes v'roish. The kayin gufa menalon. How you know a kayin? Tonar rei v'shmol, v'kidash doi. It says in the pasuk, you should be mekadoshim l'chol dovash v'kdusha. For anything, dovash v'kdusha, he goes first. L'p'tayach rishoin. Leftayach Rishon, which means he reads the Sefer Torah first. Velevarach Rishon means he leads Berachas Hamazon. Velita Maniyaf Rishon, he takes the first choicest piece. So we're comparing a chasson to a kayin. We're comparing a chasson to a kayin. And usually you think a chasson kamelach, here it's chasson kakayin. Omar Chanina, kasha yitzias neshama min aguf kitzipayir pi aveshet. This is going now to Chavtas Amin Aleph. It says that when a person's neshama leaves his guf, it's as hard and tough as when you take a rope with pia veshet. Rashi says it means a rope with knots on it, and you want to bring it, pull it through a hole. Talking about putting a mast on a ship. So you pull it through, it's very hard to pull a rope with knots through a hole because it's very tight. That's what it feels like when the neshama leaves the guf. Rabbi Yechon gives a similar example. We're talking about these ropes they used to tie two ships together. The rope was as wide as the hole, and it was very hard to get it through. So that's how painful the neshama, when the neshama leaves the guf, is like schlepping a rope through a hole. So Masha asks, then we learn on Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph that when someone dies, it's like taking out a hair from milk, or it's like a little like a pinch, like a blood test. So here it's saying it's very kosher. What's the pshat? So Rasha answers that before we're talking about tzaddikim, by tzaddikim when they die, there the death is painless. Masha'inkein, when it comes to someone who's not a tzaddik, a regular person, it's very painful, the death. And the Michtav Yo and others explain, the lumdus is, that by a tzaddik, by him, his guf is already so ruchniistic, so when you separate the ruchnis from the ruchni, it's not such a painful thing. When the shama leaves, you're taking something out of something that's more similar to itself, therefore it's not so painful. Mashenkin, a regular person who's so entrenched in gashmias, to remove that neshama from that gashmias is very painful, and therefore it feels more painful by non-tzadikim. Omram Levi Bar Chaisa, Haniftim and Ameis. When you are leaving a mace, Lo yoimar l'aleich lishalim. Don't say go in peace, lashon lishalim, which means lishalim sounds like you're telling him to keep on going and working on it more. Have shalom further and further. Aleich bishalom. Bishalom means that you're done. Aleich bishalom means go with your shalom you have already. Aleich lishalom means go in peace and you should continue steiging or growing lishalom. Lech bishal means you're already done, so you say lech bishal, because someone who dies, already he can't do mitzvahs anymore, already he's done with the mitzvahs, so he has to be, hopefully he's already finished in this world, whatever he has to do, and therefore you say lech bishal. And if the menachai, loyim lech bishal, which means you're done growing, and lech lishal, go in peace and be able to grow and steig weiter. When you leave a mace, say lishalim, don't say lishalim, say bishalim. Shenem says in the pasuk, "Deva'ata tovay el avisecha bishalim." Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, "Va'ata tovay el avisecha bishalim to cover b'seif v'toiva." So you see, Hashem says bishalim. Haniftim and a chai, when you leave a chai, lo yemelo lech bishalim, lech lishalim. Why? Shrei David shomer lav shalim. We find David Melech. When he left, when he parted Rav Shalom for the last time, he said a lashon lech bishalom, which sounds like you're done bishalom. And taka holof nitla, he got hung, he got caught on a branch, and he was hung. Yisrael shomal Moshe lech lishalom. When he said lech lishalom, this is when Moshe went back to his shver Yisrael and said he wants to go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. So it says over there, vayem Yisrael Moshe lech lishalom holof osdeach. He became his hatzlacha. He took Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Vam Rav Levi, kol yoytze beis haknesses lebeis hamedrash, um beis hamedrash lebeis haknesses, zoychum kab v'yashchina. Anyone who leaves the beis haknesses and goes to learn the beis hamedrash, or goes from learning to davening, that's a special schus to mekab v'yashchina. Shenem is in the pasuk, yelchum echoy lechoy, go from strength to strength, then yirel ekim v'tzion, you will see Hashem v'tzion, you will see the geula. And this is paskin the Shulchan Aruch, because simen kuf nun hei sif alf, the Shulchan Aruch says, that someone, when he finishes davening, should go straight to the Beis Medrash. Should go straight to learn right after davening. Why? The reason is because it says that you go mechoyel lechoyel, you zoyche v'roya pnei hashchina. So therefore, you want to chaperayin this thing of roya pnei hashchina. So therefore, you should go straight to the Beis Medrash. You should go learn right after davening. And here it says also that, or if learning to davening is also good, learning to davening is also fine. And the Mishruddha speaks out that these days that are basic Knesset and Mishruddha are both used for learning and davening. So it means you should learn after davening or learn before davening. And this way you chaparai in this idea of Yechu Mechayel Chayel Yirel Kim Betzion. Om Rav Chiyah Ba'ash Yom Rav. Tamidah Chacham Ein Lehem Menucha. Tamidah Chacham don't have peace. I feel like you want to get the Lehem Ba. Shnema Yechu Mechayel Chayel Yirel Kim Betzion. They go from Chayel to Chayel. So what does it mean Ein Lehem Menucha? They don't have peace. So Zokta Rashi in Kisviyad, which means is Lishvach, Rashi says in Kisviyad, that they go from the Gan Eden to the Rekia, they have so much Ruchnius up there, they keep on, the Mamas enjoying himself the whole time. Yechum Echayel Echayel. Other say Pshat is that usually when a person goes to the next world, he gets no Schos anymore, he can't learn anymore, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. But it's a Talmud Chacham, who people learn his Torah in this world, people learn Torah even after he dies, see, Ein Lehem Menucha means he keeps on growing, keeps on steiging. Hadrin Allah ve'elu magalchem the parak, Belin Adam, v'sliku lo masechtas mayed katan, mazel tov.